Jim Allister from the TUV with us this morning. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. No matter what way you look at this, Arlene Foster stood in front of the electorate and she is the biggest party in Northern Ireland, Jim.
She is, but unionism is no longer the biggest tradition in Stormont, and that's the first time since the establishment of the state. So it cannot be denied that this was a disastrous outcome for unionism in an election that needn't have been, and sadly it was the bungling compounded by the arrogance of Arlene Foster that produced this election and ultimately produced this result. And it seems to me that establishing government is probably impossible given the contradictory stances, and therefore we should face reality, wind up this Stormont and move on, because we can't go on just trying to use sticky plaster when what we need is government.
You must be disappointed yourself in your own personal result. You're down votes.
I'm not disappointed about my
So Arlene Foster's
result.
Up, the DUP's Sorry. Up, the TV's down.
Yes, I'm disappointed about the party's general result and not disappointed about my own personal result in North Antrim, where we had more votes. But it's not about me. It's about the state of unionism. And it's about whether or not it is in the interest of unionism to now be a subservient party in an assembly where effectively a nationalist alliance axis will decide what laws go through and what don't. And I think that unionism would be better served without a Stormont, if that's the only sort of Stormont there is, and therefore British ministers in charge would be better than this. At least we'd get government. It's quite clear we're not going to get government. We're going to lurch from crisis to crisis, as in the past, and that's something which is not in the interest of the country or of unionism.
So British ministers who may bring in water rates, who may bring in gay marriage?
Well, it sounds to me as if gay marriage will be brought in the Assembly just as easily, because now there would seem to be a majority for that. I'm not sure the British ministers actually would rush to do all sorts of things such as that, because I think they would be living in the hope that one day, sooner rather than later, they could restore devolution. I don't think they'd want to burn all their bridges in that. But, you know, it's the idea that Stormont would stop things like gay marriage, abortion reform, now seem to have faded significantly, and therefore the threat from direct rule in that regard has equally faded. So I think that...
But your logic is your logic is questionable. You don't like the result, so bring Stormont down, just because you don't like the result.
No, it's not just because I don't like the result. Of course I don't like the result. But I don't like the fact that we can't have government. I don't like the fact that we're lurching from crisis to crisis. I don't like the fact that the two major parties of government patently are not agreed on the issues that would be necessary to give good government.
Do you think...
This point I want to make. I don't like the fact that at the heart of government is a party determined that Northern Ireland shall not work. Namely, Sinn Féin, they're not there to make Northern Ireland work. Quite the opposite.
Do you find
any system that holds them at the heart of government, it's never going to work.
Do you find yourself able to stand side by side with the DUP and Arlene Foster this morning, insofar as Sinn Féin should not be able to dictate who the First Minister of this country is?
No, I think it would be impossible for Arlene Foster, surely, if she has any integrity, to rule over now on that question, having refused to stand down before the election and thereby cause the election. How could she, after the election, suddenly crawl away and stand down? I don't think that's a viable option. And that's one of the reasons why I think we're headed for a period of direct rule, and I'll shed no tears over that.
Jim Allister, thank you.